Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet. About to analyze the implications of the consequences in the second Mishnah that we studied, which are about the Matnot Dam in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. In the first half of that Mishnah, we pointed out that all four Matanot are vital for the Korban and for the kapara. Therefore, lefichach im natan kulan titnan. So therefore, the Mishnah, in opposition to the first Mishnah, says, if you put all three, the first three of the matanot properly, that's how we'll read it now, and the fourth one, chutz lizmano, it's pasul. No, it's not pigul, but pasul. Okay, we're going to analyze it now. Tananatam, we have Mishnah in Menachot. Pigul b'komets, v'lo balvona, balvona, v'lo b'komets. So you have the two pieces of the mincha that have to go up on the mizbeach. The komets of the grain and the lavona also, and you're mfagel only one of them. Chacham say it's not a pigul until the entire unit of the matir is associated with a pigul. Now, Amar Shimon Lakish, this is the first analysis of the machloket. Lo tematamad Rameir hadakasav mfagel mechatzi matir. Don't think that Rameir's reason is because he holds that you could mefagel in part of a matir, so that if one component of the matir is pigul, the whole thing's pigul. Because Rosh Lakish says nobody would accept that. Elahach v'mayaskino, what's the case? Kagon shenatan ta komets machshava v'avona mishtika. He put the komets up first with machshavat pigul, and the vona, he didn't say anything or think anything. And the other one would be, he put the Levon up first with the Machshava, and then the Komets without with Shtika. Kasabar, Kolosel, Dat Rishona, we saw first, back on Daf Bet, that the approach, it says, that whenever you do something silently, it follows the previous Machshava. Mimai, I'll prove to you that that Rosh Lakish holds that, that Rosh Meir holds that way. Miniktani, in our Mishnah, it says, Lefichav natan kulan kitik anmachat shalotik na pasul vem nukaret. Our Mishnah, what does he infer from that? Ha'achat shalotik na machulan kitik nan, if you reverse the order, where the first one was pigul and the rest were okay, pigul. So in other words, he picks on the fact that the Mishnah set up an order where the first one or few were proper and then was improper, as being only pasul, flip it where the first one is proper and the rest are shtika, it would be pigul. So mani, who could the author of our Mishnah be? Ile merabanan, merabanan mfaglin machatzimater. Can't be the rabbanan, they say you're not mefagel machatzimater. Ella, Reb Meir, must be the Reb Meir is the author of our Mishnah. Vitama, the Reb Meir, mishum mfaglin machatzimater, but if you think the Reb Meir's reason in the Mishnah in Menachot is because he accepts pigul machatzimater, filukirikatani nami, then it should even be, in the case of our Mishnah, it should be pigul, because it doesn't matter what order you do it in. So, la mishum dekasavar kol hazel, da'at rishona hoset. Must be that Rameir's position is because da'at rishona, but he agrees that you have to mfagel b'chol hamatir. That's Resh Lakish. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he disagrees. Le'olam Rabbanan hi, our Mishnah is Rabbanan. Umay ketiknan, what does ketiknan mean in our Mishnah? Ketiknan the pigul. Now, this is a little bit difficult, because he says, "Inflichach natan shloshtan natan kulan ketiknan," meaning if you put 1, 2, and 3 machshavat pigul, and then the fourth one without, then it's only pasul. Ah, v'hamidiktan inflichach natan kulan ketiknan v'chad shalok ketiknan. But what are the words that are used? Ketiknan and shalok ketiknan. Pasul and korei michlad ketiknan lehechsheru da'ata. In other words, it's the shalok ketiknan that messes it up. Ketiknan is good thoughts. So Amarava, my shalokatiknan. What's shalokatiknan? Shalokatiknan is not silence. Chuslim komo, or vashya marshal, lishmo. It's a pasach hachatat. It's machshavet shalol lishmo. In other words, ketikna, everything is seen from the perspective of pigul. Ketikna means a proper pigul machshava, if you will. And shalokatikna means something that would subvert the pigul, like shalol, chuslim komo, or shalol lishmo. Now, Michlal dechilu avid la chuslim komo, or shalol lishmo, michayev. But that leads us to another wrong conclusion, which is, that if you're reading ketikna, 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 shalo ketikna, as meaning pigul, 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 shalo lishmo, then that means if it was pigul, 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 and just shtika, it should be chayav, and the Rabbanon would say it's not. So the answer is no, it doesn't, don't make that inference. I did a Tana Resha, in the first Mishnah we learned pigul v'chayalin alav karet, with one matana, Tana Misefa pasul vein bo karet, that's what we learned here, pasul vein bo karet. But even if you just had shtika, the end would also be pasul vein bo karet, because it's authored by the Rabbanan. A further challenge to Resh Lakish. Meitve, medvar mamurim, when do we say that one matana is enough to establish pigul? B'damim ha'nitanim al mizbeach ha'chitzon. This we already saw, only damim outside of damim ha'nitanim al mizbeach ha'pnimi. But the damim that go inside, kigon, arba'im v'shalosh shel Yom Kippurim, the 43 that go on Yom Kippur, we're going to deal with this number a little later, so at that point we'll count them out. V'chadasah shepar kon mashiach, v'chadasah shepar halam davar shel tzibur, those two chata'ot that we dealt with in Harayot that go inside, there's 11 matanot, 7 on the parochet and another 4 on the mizbeach. So those 43, or those 11, or those 11, pigel bein barishana, bein bashniya, ubein bashlishit, and unclear what rishana, shniya, shlishit means, but for right now we'll say it's talking about Yom Kippur and talking about sets, meaning rishana is the set inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, shniya is the set in the heichal on the parochet, and shlishit is the set in the heichal on the corners of the mizbeach. Remeir omer pigul v'chayal vina lav karet. So if you had machshavet pigul at any of those points, it's pigul. Now you have to mefagel all 43 of them in order to create pigul. Now the point is what Remeir says, because the real disagreement here is about what Remeir's position is and whether he could be the author of our Mishnah. Remeir disagrees and says chayav whether the pigul was the first one, the second one, or the third one, which means if the first one was done right or b'shtika and the second one was pigul, he says it's still a pigul, which means he holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So Rish Lakish seems to be up against the ropes. Yitzchak Bar Avin, Hachmayaskinan, so we could construct a case where we could say Rish Lakish, Gotchepigel b'shchita. And what this means is that they shechted the par in the sa'ir, and he did the dam inside, and then spilled all the dam out, it was irretrievable. So they had to shecht another par, in sa'ir in order to do the dam on the parochet. And then they, etc. And at one of those shchitot, ben berishana, ben mishneh, mishleshit, he had pigul, machshevet pigul. Now Shechita will certainly agree if you have Pigol during Shechita, that's it. And it's a single unit, and the whole unit is a Pigol, meaning the whole Korban is a Pigol. So Hiachi might have an Rabbanan, but then why would the Rabbanan disagree and say it's not a Pigol? So I'm a Rav, I'm on Chachamim, so we get a little stretch here and say, who are the Chachamim in that disagreement? Rabbi Eliezer he. Thitnan, HaKometz Vavonavak Torah V'min Chachamim. Chadkor Mashiach Minchat Nesachim. This is a list we're going to see in the next Mishnah in another context. Sheikriv Miachat Mehan Kazayit Bachutz. If you brought Kazayit of them, Bachutz, Anan Mizbeah Chayav for Mala Bachutz. Rabbi Eliezer Poter Chokivet Kulan. He says, Kazayit's not enough, you have to bring the whole Korban. So it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer says that also for Pigul, you have to have Pigul through every step. It's not enough to have one full Matir, you have to have all the Matirim. I have a Hamar Rava Moda Rabbi Lazar B'damim, but Rava himself said that Rabbi Lazar agrees that when it comes to Dam, each thing stands alone. That none, in the Mishnah in Yoma, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omrim, if they lost all the blood of one of the animals for the Matanot of Yom Kippur, they shacht another one. Mimakom Shepasak Misham Matril, and wherever they left off, at that Matanah, they pick it up. Which means every Matanah is valid in and of itself. And we don't say the whole thing is a single unit. So Rabbi Lazar is not going to work as our foil here. So we have to go back and say, how do we parse out this Rishona Shniya Shlishit? Said, here's what it means. You had Pigul in the set in Kodesh Kedoshim. Then the Parochet, you said nothing. And then the ones on the Mizbech HaMimi, you had Pigul again. If you think, and this is defending Rish Lakish, that Remeir would demand Pigul all the way through, if you think that the second set is aldat rishona mehada pigul of shlishit lamali, then what's the purpose of his new thought? He wouldn't need it, and therefore I would think maybe the second one is now not a pigul thought, and it's not pigul kamash malan that it is. So matkif ravashi midi shatak tani doesn't say anything about shatak. It says pigul rishona b'shnir shlishit, doesn't say anything about shatak. So elam ravashi has a different solution. Achma eskin gon shpigul rishona b'shnir shlishit. You were mefagel in the first, second, and third, all of them. And there's a corner of Meir. If you think that, since you hold that Remeir follows Dat Rishona, why have a new thought at each point? Maybe that means that you're rejecting the older thought, and it's not a Pigul. So Kamash Malan, that it still is, and you're Chayiv for Pigul. But it doesn't say all of them, it says any one of them. Bain Rishona, Bain Shnia, Bain Shlishit. The answer is Kasha. You're right. It's a difficulty. There's no solution to that. Let's go back and look at this, Breita about the 43. Which means, Remeir says, if you had Machshavet Pigul in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then you came out and did the other Matanot, it's a Pigul. But wait a second. We have a halacha that it's not a full Pigul to generate Karet until everything in the Korban is done properly, with the exception of the pigul. Tamar katzat kasher kachar tzat pasul mar tzat kasher ad shikarvu kol matirav afar tzat pasul ad shikarvu kol matirav. This is something we've seen. Va'kevin lechashi be'bifnim psula, since you had machshava inside in the Kodesh Kedoshim that was invalid, machshavat pigul kamandelo adi dami. We're going to consider as if you didn't really throw the blood there. So if you didn't really throw the blood inside, ki hadar madi behechal, when you come out and throw the blood on the parochet, you're just throwing water. In other words, you're not throwing the dam that went inside. You're throwing some liquid that you happen to have, and therefore it doesn't count, which means lo kevru kol matirav. So how could you ever possibly have a pigul? And if you think about it, this question really cuts to the heart of how pigul works at all. But how could you possibly have a pigul with the dam of Yom Kippur when, if you started out in the Kodesh Kedoshim and you already fouled it, nothing's going to go right anymore? So you could construct a case where you had your par and seir of Yom Kippur, you shechted him, you brought the dam inside of each one, and then you spilled it and lost it after you had spilled, you threw it, machshavat pigul, and then you killed another pair and brought them to the parochet, and after you had the machshavat pigul there, etc., which means that all of the dam that was thrown inside was thrown as machshavat pigul, and nothing else was used afterwards. So kevru kol matirav, sort of. Rava says you don't need that. He said, you don't need to get into a case like that. You could say it's all one animal like a normal case. And since you threw the first one as pigul, it's accepted as a pigul, which means it's a proper zrika, or hazza'a really, keneged the kruvim and the aron for purposes of pigul. And therefore what you do afterwards still counts. Now, let's go back to the numbers. I promised that we'd go over it. Arba'im shalosh. What's the Arba'im shalosh of Yom Kippur? So remember, there's a par that you bring inside, and that's one up, seven down, that's eight. Then a sa'ir you bring inside, that's one up, seven down, that makes 16 now. You then go out to the heichal and pick up the par's dam that you left in there in the holder, and do another eight, which is one up, seven down towards the parochet, or on the parochet, or belazar. Do the same thing with the sa'ir, now you got 32. Now you go to the Mizbeach, and you mix the dam, and you put the mixture on each corner of the Mizbeach, that's now 36, and seven times in the middle of the Mizbeach, Al Taharash Mizbeach, that's 43. Ay Vatanya Rebbe Meshavah, we have another version that says 47. How do you get 47? Hakamanamar, Marvin the Kornot, Hakamanamar, In Marvin the Kornot. The question is, do we mix the dam of the Par and Sa'ir before putting it on the four corners, or only before putting the seven in the middle? So if you say that you don't mix it till after you put it on the four corners, then you got four more matanot, because you're putting the four of the par on the corners, and then the four of the sa'ir on the corners. Add 4 to 43, you got 47. Vatanya arba'im u'shmona, but we have another brayta that says not 47, but 48. And this one's easy. Hakam adamar shirayim me'akvin. Hakam adamar ain't shirayim me'akvin. We saw earlier an allusion to this. There's a machloket, whether the shirayim, meaning the leftover, the dam, that has to be taken outside and spilled at the yisod, is ma'akev. So if you say it's ma'akev, then that's your 48th hazar, zrika, shficha, really, and that makes a total. If it's not ma'akev, it doesn't count. Okay, meitave, watch this challenge again to Resh Lakish. Pamedvar mamurim b'kmitza. When do we say in a mincha that one piece, the pigo on one piece is enough? B'kmitza, b'matan kli, or putting it into the kli, or b'hiluch, or walking it. Avabal o lahaktara, if you're going to burn the mincha, the parts of the mincha, so if you put the kometz up with machshavat pigul, but the levona was saying nothing, or vice versa, and here a mayor says even though the second one was the pigul and the first one was silent, which means a mayor cannot hold its dot rishona, he has to hold mafaglin machatzi matir. So k'tani miyad, the kometz b'shtika v'tavona machshavah palig. Rav Meir disagrees even when the machshavah is second. So eimak far natan tavona machshavah. So say, alright, it means if you either put the levona machshavah and then the k'torah silently, or you put the k'torah silently and already put the levona machshavah. So chada, that's one thing, anoresha. Then you're just repeating the same case, changing the words. We have another bright that says v'acharkach, which means explicitly you put one of them b'shtika, v'acharkach you put it b'machshava, and Rav Meir still says pigul kasha. So that does not work for Resh Lakish, and it's quite evident that Resh Lakish's position has been defeated, and we accept the position of Rav Shmuel ben Yitzchak, that Rav Meir actually holds that mefaglin v'chatzi matir, and our Mishnah is authored by the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in Mishnah Gimel and Dalad together in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.